Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Death Blooms.
I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
So it begins, the Huntington Library wrote on its social media pages. It wasn't referring to a new collection or their hours, but the celebration of two large flowers blooming simultaneously in their care. These flowers, I know what you're thinking. Blossoms, roses, whatever. No, they are not your run-of-the-mill blossoms. In fact, quite the opposite. These special flora have a mythology all their own, blooming approximately once every 5 years, that bloom lasting only 24 to 48 hours, and emitting, maybe the most notably, a rancid smell that gives them their macabre yet eerily accurate name, the corpse flower. Today on Ghost Town, introducing Odoricius and Odora, the corpse flowers of the Huntington Library and Gardens. The Huntington, in a very simplistic and short nutshell, was established by Henry Huntington, who bought a bunch of land in Los Angeles and Pasadena in 1903. At that point, he divorced his wife, married his uncle's widow, conveniently also named Huntington, and began, as one might, developing railways and public transit all over LA. Then he set his sights on developing something worthy of public transit, a giant art gallery and garden, influenced by his aunt/wife's great taste in art. Before his death in 1927, Huntington amassed one of the largest group of 18th century British portraits ever privately assembled, and the collection, then worth $50 million, was finally opened to the public in 1928, along with Huntington's 120 acres of garden, showcasing plants from all over the world. The garden is divided into more than a dozen luscious themes, including the Australian garden, the children's garden, the desert garden, the herb garden, the Japanese garden, my favorite, lily ponds, the palm garden, the rose garden, also one of my favorites, the Shakespeare garden, subtropical and jungle garden, and the Chinese garden. That's a lot of gardens, right? There's also, again, not to be outdone, a large tropical plant collection and a carnivorous plant wing. The Huntington has a program to protect and propagate endangered plant species, which is where they hold their highly coveted specimens of Amorphophallus titanum, or corpse flower plants. Since the Huntington exhibited its first corpse flower back in 1999, it's been one of the biggest North American collections, with more than 43 mature plants. The institution has publicly exhibited 29 corpse flower blooms, more than any other institution in the Western United States. Blooms have occurred in 1999, 2002, 2009, 2010, 2014, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2025, and 2026. More on our 2026 bloom, and actually blooms, after this break. Native to Sumatra, India, corpse flowers are gorgeous. To me, they look prehistoric, like they have this giant plume that kind of ruffles out when it's in bloom, and then this other huge, like, middle part. Again, it's so hard to describe. It's really like you have to see one up close, and they're gigantic. They are endangered in the wild, so that's why we get a lot of these bloom notifications. And when they do bloom, it's only for 24 to 48 hours every couple of years, 2 to 5 years, like I said. Once bloomed, of course, they reek of rotting flesh, hence their name. After they bloom, these smelly specimens will close back up in the next 24 hours and pretty much just collapse, losing their infamously rotten odor and gigantic blossom. Rare enough is one bloom every couple of years, but it's even rarer that this garden, a couple days ago, had two. And you know, it also made it much stinkier. The taller of the two flowers, a 71-incher named Odoricius, bloomed first on July 13, 2026. A second, smaller corpse flower named Odora bloomed a little later at 41 inches. Because of these blooms, the Huntington was inundated with guests. I think they recorded over 5,000 reservations, not including walk-ins, to see these flowers, experience them, and smell their sweet, hot garbage aroma. The double bloom this summer was definitely a surprise, said Brandon Tam, the Huntington's associate curator of orchids. The last time the Huntington had multiple corpse flower blooms was back in 2018. As an inflorescence, a plant structure containing hundreds of male and female flowers at its base, the corpse flower usually staggers its bloom to avoid self-pollination. Maybe we needed it this year. Maybe it's something that our society was clamoring for. A little light, a little levity, a little stink. But one thing is for sure, Tam added, these plants have a mind of their own.